When Zarathustra was 30 years old, he left his home and the lake of his home and went into the mountains. There he enjoyed his spirit and solitude, and for 10 years did not weary. But at last his heart changed, and rising one morning with the rosy dawn, he went before the sun and spake thus unto it. Thou great star, what would be thy happiness if thou hadst not those for whom thou shinest? For 10 years hast thou climbed hither unto my cave. Thou wouldst have wearied of thy light and of the journey, had it not been for me, my needle and my servant. Gathered too much honey, I need hands outstretched to take it. I would fain bestow and distribute until the wise have once more become joyous in their folly and the poor happy in their riches. And spake thus unto it. And spake thus unto it. And spake thus unto it. And spake thus unto it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore must I descend into the deep, as thou doest in the evening, when thou goest behind the sea, and givest light also to the netherworld, thou exuberant star. Like thee must I go down, as men say, to whom I shall descend, 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 to whom I shall descend. Everywhere the reflection of thy bliss. Lo, this cup is again going to empty itself, and Zarathustra is again going to be a man. Thus began Zarathustra's down-going. Bless the cup that is about to overflow, that the water may flow golden out of it, and carry everywhere the reflection of thy bliss. Lo, this cup is again going to empty itself, and Zarathustra is again going to be a man.